If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
All right, is there an amount of money that you would accept from someone to allow them to have a night with your significant other?
Ooh.
We're already getting texts at 92925. You can let us know what you think. So there's a new movie dropping on Netflix. I know what I'm going to be doing at some point this weekend. It's called What If, and it stars Renee Zellweger. And okay, first we'll hear just a part of the trailer, okay? Because I don't want you to think I'm giving any spoilers when I'm talking about the movie. So Let's hear what happens in the trailer first of all.
Now that you're on the brink of greatness, are there still limitations to what you'd be willing to sacrifice? In this case, a night alone with your husband. Would that be an acceptable condition of a firm offer to finance your company?
Okay.
Huh?
Right? Jeez. I know. So it revolves around a woman named Anne Montgomery. That's played by Renee Zellweger. And she's like a self-help author, motivational speaker. And sometimes she turns her talents into manipulation, apparently. And she basically offers a woman, I'm talking millions and millions of dollars, to have a night with her husband. And it got me thinking, like, who would do that? And what would your price be? Because we would all have a price, I suppose, right?
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know. I don't think I would do it. I mean, I was kind of lucky enough to get my wife in the first place to let her sleep with another guy. She'd probably realize, yeah, I made a terrible mistake marrying this guy and I never see her again. And that'd be the end of our marriage.
So obviously like 500,000, no way.
Yeah, and probably not. No.
$2 million.
Again, I'm going to be single for the rest of my life, so no.
Not if you have $250
million. $250
million.
But imagine how turned on she'll be when she finds out that you turned down that kind of money just to be exclusive with her. I mean, that's like...
That's my thinking, exactly.
Points there.
Exactly. It'll be so romantic as you have your dinner of Kraft dinner, looking into each other's eyes, yeah. Being like, this really is true love.
Yeah, a week later, we're still putting coins in the laundry machine. Yeah. Your laundry. You could have had it. $1 million.
All right, Sam, I think I know your answer.
Well, yes is the short answer.
You would let Josie have an... And obviously, we need to assume that your spouse is up for this, right? That it's consensual, obviously.
Yeah,
so
sure,
if Josie
wants
to, if Josie says, like, I want to go and do this for $80 million.
Oh, whoa. Yes. $80 million. $8 million, I would do it. $2 million, I would do it. Yeah, for sure.
I guess you could pay for a lot of therapy if things did go wrong afterwards in your relationship.
But who gets the money? Do we split the money?
The way they ask it in this movie is like you would get the money for allowing, but it's actually a female. So it's a woman who's offered a lot of money to allow another woman to have a night with her husband.
So my wife gets to have an affair and I get all the money?
Yes, with Renee Zellweger.
Oh, hands down, yes. Anything over $1 million, I'm game.
Kim Kieran, would you do it?
Oh, heck yes.
Really?
I've been together long enough. Yeah, go have fun. He's all yours.
You mentioned money's involved?
I tend to think that most people would agree with Andy and would say, like, no. Maybe once it came down to it and there was money being dangled in your face, you'd consider it more. But I think most people would be like you and would say no.
Would you let another man or would you let another woman sleep with your future husband?
Well, I don't have him, so right now, yes. Go ahead.
Totally, yes.
Go ahead.
Have at him.
Janice, where do I sign my husband up for this amazing deal? But on the flip side, here's Michelle. I would do it in a heartbeat if the price is right, with the exception of one person in the world, his ex.
Oh yeah.
That's a good clause. Mm-hmm.
That is.
Elena from DDO says, I would let anybody sleep with my husband for the right amount of money.
Exactly. Jolene said, it's only going to happen once, so why not? She said she'd do it for $2 million. That would be her number.
Nice.
Like, because it's just one time, right?
Is it, though? What if it goes so well, and then it's all of a sudden,
well, then
you're
single.
Jolene
takes her $2 million and pieces out and finds someone else, I guess. Okay, Antonia, are you married?
Yes, I'm married 3.5 years.
Okay, so Antonia, would you let your husband sleep with another woman if you got, say, $80 million in return?
Never.
Never.
There's no amount of money that would be worth my husband. I love him so much, and we would never do anything like that.
But you don't have to give him up just for one night.
Nope.
No? $1 billion?
Nope. No, never.
Now, do you think... if the tables were turned and he was offered $80 million to let someone sleep with you, would he take it?
No, he wouldn't.
Come on.
No, he would not.
Wow. Oh, you guys are sweet.
He thinks the same way.
Oh, you guys are so in love.
You guys are relationship goals is what you are.
We've been together 10 years now.
Aww. And that's why, because they're not giving people up over money. They're giving each other up. Antonia, thank you so much. Hope you have a great day.
Thank you, too.
All right, so most Montrealers on our text line at 92925 are saying that
they would.
Yeah,
it's not like a landslide, but it's probably like 60-40. People will let them sleep with their significant other.
Seriously.
Here's what I suggest. We get an event going on, right, where we get all the Montreal couples and a lot of rich people, and we see what happens. Because clearly, this is something that's bound to happen.
Just show me that Kylie Jenner money, okay. Like, any day. That Oprah money, for real.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
So Sam was up all night last night writing a cease and desist letter. And you did this yourself. You didn't reach out to an attorney.
No, that's right. It's tough to write legal documents when you don't have the proper training or education.
Yeah, who knew?
You didn't want to pay for a lawyer to do it?
Well, not yet. I want to see if I have a case first.
All right. So you can check out a little clip of the video at the Beat 92.5 on Facebook if you wish. Sam was captured in this documentary style video that was on TV, has over a million views on Facebook as well. And it's basically a documentary talking about what a hard time immigrants have finding places to live when they move to Montreal, because the winters are so brutal, which we know that they are.
Exactly.
And you kind of felt like they were sort of like insinuating that you understand that struggle because they put you in the video.
So they thought.
Okay.
But I feel like they slandered my name.
Oh, they slandered your name.
Well, image mostly.
Your image.
Yeah. They didn't even mention your name.
He's been saying public figure a lot. We've heard that a lot within the past 48 hours.
Sounds good, but It's true. It's accurate.
Oh. Okay. All right. So Sam, let's hear this cease and desist. What do you got?
Oh, here we go.
To whom it may concern, it has been brought to my attention that you have broadcasted a video featuring the image of my client, moi, without written consent. I am not a lawyer, but I'll be representing myself for the time being until I can afford a real one. So here's the deal. Basically, there's a viral video of you guys, video of yours going around that has been viewed millions of times. And in it, you use footage of me crossing St. Catherine Street in freezing rain, looking like a tweaking vagabond, referring to me in Spanish as a recent immigrant who's basically too cold and weak to find a place to live. Now, I've worked as an extra on enough crappy movie shoots to know how release forms work, buddy, and I did not sign one. Plus, as a modest local pseudo-celebrity radio host, like to retain whatever little dignity I have left. What if someone uses that footage to slander my not-so-precious name and image? Shame on you, sir and or madam. With that, I ask you to kindly remove the video from all digital and broadband platforms, or just throw a couple $100 my way and you'll never hear from me again. You know what to do. You've got 24 horas and you'll have to waste another another 2 minutes of your life reading another letter that by then may or may not be backed by Montreal's finest legal team.
Oh.
Humbly yours, Sam.
Humbly yours.
Really? So official.
That kind of gets the message across, right?
Did you really call them buddy in the letter?
And you said crappy. It's not very professional.
And you
Sam.
Guys.
You got to keep it casual. You got to speak their lingo, you know?
Sam, wow. Well, good luck with that.
Again, if anyone wants to represent me, you can get a hold of me through the website.
Stop using our show for that. No, you're not allowed to do that anymore. But you said $200 and you're good. You'll let it go.
A couple $100, yeah.
Oh, man.
Cash.
Okay, brutal.
It's a great story, but is it true?
Time for Nikki, Sam, and Andy's to tell the truth.
That's when we have a complete stranger. We get to meet so many cool people.
It's so much fun.
Yeah, come join us in the studio. They have an amazing story, and along with your help on our text line at 92925, we basically just have to decide whether it's true or whether they're lying to us.
Now, we've been doing this for a while, Nikki, and you figure that after a while, you sort of pick up on patterns and, you know, notice what, you know, telltale signs when people are lying. But have you learned anything since we started playing this game?
No idea what you're talking about. All right. No idea what you're talking
Still
about.
Still blind guessing,
so,
huh?
Let's get to it. You can text in 92925. A stranger is making their way in the studio right now. Okay, so if you could please just introduce yourself and let us know why you're here this morning.
Hi, my name is Bianca, and I got arrested in Dublin for streaking.
Awesome.
Bianca, you got arrested in Dublin for streaking?
Mm-hmm.
When?
In 2014.
You sound like you're proud of that. Is that
Sam, that sounds like something you'd also be proud of.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so I guess, why'd you do it?
I met a bunch of people on the plane on my way there. I got completely hammered, and I thought that was a really good idea.
Were you alone? Were you parading down the street with other Irishmen and women?
Yeah, I was. So the people that I met on the plane, so we went all out for drinks after at the Dublin hotspot.
Mm-hmm.
And
what was it called?
Streakers.
Oh. Yeah, we all met up there, and then we're always we're talking about never have I ever, and then one of mine was never have I ever streaked or skinny dipped. So
okay,
how old were you, Bianca?
19.
Oh, your parents, they got a call from a Dublin jail saying their daughter
we've
was
got
streaking.
Bianca here.
How proud of you were they?
to say the least, grounded for like 10 years.
What did you do with your clothes?
Yeah, I've always wondered.
So we all had bags, right? Filled with, you know, passports, keys, visas, everything. Mm-hmm. So we took off my clothes, put them in the bag, left them on the side of the canal, hopped in.
Wait, though, you hopped in what?
In the canal.
Oh, in the wall. Oh, so you streaked and then skinny dipped.
Yeah.
Okay.
Checking two things off the bucket list.
Yeah, there you go. How long were you in the water for before the cops showed up?
Honestly, maybe like 10, 15 minutes max.
That's a long time.
It is.
What'd you do for so long? Did you just play like a giant game of Marco Polo? Like, what did you do?
I don't know. You're drunk. You're having life conversations with people you never met. Like,
this is a city canal. Is this like the Lachine Canal?
No. Okay. So there's like Dublin. There's the Dublin Canal, which is like, no, you would never do that.
Okay.
And then on the outskirts of Dublin, there's like these like mini canals, and they're fairly clean.
Okay.
You jumped in there.
Tell us about your experience in jail.
I think it was like a slap on the hand, really. Like, I got, like, they arrested us to the bar, like, to the jail cell bars.
They're like Canadians there, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah. But the problem was is that because we left all of our clothes and bags and stuff on the side of the canal, like, I actually had to go to the Garda station naked.
Oh, no.
They wouldn't do that.
They put you in the police car naked.
Yeah. We ran away. So when our clothes and all of our passports and our visas were left inside the bags, all they did was confiscate our bags.
Oh,
so then when they like drove off, right, we had all of our stuff in the car. So we had to go to the police station, get our stuff. And then, but we got handcuffed before we...
Without a bra. That's the worst part of it.
It was the worst.
The worst part. The worst, no,
but
bra.
But both your hands are handcuffed. So I was just like...
You couldn't even cover yourself up.
No.
Okay, and how did the rest of your trip go?
It was good. I ended up staying for 2 years on a working holiday visa.
Oh, they let you stay.
Yeah.
Working at Hooters.
Or a nudist resort.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
What did you say to the cops while they were arresting you? Like, watch where you're grabbing? Or what did you say?
Honestly, I was just like, can you not? Like, can I have a blanket? Can I have... Like, I was just like, can I have a blanket? No, you have to be quiet. You have to... No, give me a blanket. Like, it was just over and over.
Oh, my God.
Like,
all right. I think we've asked enough questions. We're getting inappropriate now, so we're going to continue. All right, Bianca is joining us this morning. She's 19 years old. She said in 2014, she went on a trip to Ireland, and she went streaking and skinny dipping in the canal in Dublin. Okay, so is she lying or is she telling the truth? We're getting a lot of texts at 92925.
It's so fun. This text says, her story is too fun. It has to be true. Another text on the true side. To be honest, I think she actually did it. Sounds like something I would do. YOLO!
I think a lot of people think she's lying. This one says she's lying because she spoke like it was a script and her voice was trembling.
On the other hand, this one says Irish girls don't lie.
Is she an Irish girl, though?
Well, that remains to be seen.
Uh-huh.
All right. So you guys ready to do the big reveal then? I think most people on the text line are saying it's a lie. So we're going to do this. Do you mind if I'm going to go first today?
Oh, please. Okay.
Bianca, I think you're telling the truth. You knew all of the details. You seem like you probably had some fun day. Like, you guys, doesn't she have a great energy?
She does. Like, she seems like a real free spirit.
Yeah. It wouldn't shock me that you were the life of the party and would think that maybe it was a good idea to, like, A, move abroad and B, actually, like, go skinny dipping. I'm not surprised that you sort of talked your way out of it with a bit of a slap on the wrist as well, too, because you seem very charming. So I'm going to say that it's true that you did spend that time. You did have to make that phone call to your parents and that they grounded you for a long time.
I disagree with Nikki. I think you're lying. Great story, by the way. I mean, I was in it the whole time and the details were fantastic.
They were.
A couple things threw me off, though. Who runs away from the cops naked when...
Drunk.
Yeah, but still, like, where are you going? Where are you going?
Without a bra on.
You know, they have the spotlights and everything. It's just going to go from bad to worse. So that was the first thing. And then I have a tough time believing that police officers would arrest someone
without clothes.
Them in the car without any clothes. That seems like a violation. And then having your hands chained to a metal door where you can't even cover yourself. I mean, that sounds like it's a nightmare.
Well, they do things differently in Ireland.
they were not chained to a metal door, were they?
No, he made that part up.
Just in front of your hand, like in front of your body.
Still, you can't cover yourself up. Jeez. I have a tough time believing that.
Like I said, this is getting inappropriate, so let's move on to Andy's guess.
You know, I'm going to say you're telling the truth, actually. I totally believe you. I think you probably saw the movie Old School on the flight over when Will Ferrell was also drunk and was, we're going streaking.
I thought it would be a good idea.
She was inspired, and I'm going to say you're telling the truth. You seem like a free spirit. You don't seem all that embarrassed. I think you're kind of proud of this moment.
compliment, and I think you should be.
Wouldn't you be?
Because you've got a great story to tell that Nikki and I believe.
All right, Bianca, Andy and I say you're telling the truth. Mm. I normally am horrible at this game. Sam says you're a liar, so it is time for the big reveal.
Well, Sam is wrong.
Yes!
Bianca!
Wow.
Yeah, I'm telling the truth.
Are your parents over it at this point?
Oh, yeah.
You did that in
Now it's a funny story.
Yeah, it is.
That's like, oh, there's my daughter, the streaker.
You'll never live that down, just so you know. That's good.
Oh, my God. That was a good story. I mean, we don't suggest any kids go out and do this and get arrested, right? We need to, you know, we need to do a little PSA there. But, Bianca, that's hilarious. And you do have such an amazing free spirit,
thanks,
obviously. And they really took you to the police station with no clothes on.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Would you ever streak again?
Depends where.
She has not learned her lesson.
In a safe country only. Yeah.
Maybe not streaking, but maybe skinny dipping.
All right. I don't know. We've learned our lesson.
There you go.
Bianca, that's a hilarious story. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing
it with us.
Suddenly my teenage years seem very boring.
Yeah.
All of ours seem boring compared to Bianca.
Never too late. Never too late, Nikki.
I want to party with her. She sounds fun.
It was the idea of having to go back there without clothes on that was the most terrifying part of it. Police station.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.